This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Here's Daniel Jones. Just threw it right to the Buccaneers.
I want everybody gone. Gettleman, Judge.
We got to do a better job scoring points.
Jones.
Didn't execute, wasn't much that was good enough.
Barkley, you name it. Gone, 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 gone.
I'm the leader of this team. I'm in charge of this team. That's on me. I don't point fingers. I don't make excuses. We're going to get this right.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Good morning, Garvin. Go ahead.
I want everyone gone. GM, head coach, quarterback, ball boy.
You're right.
Well, let's not lash out with the ball boy. I mean, come on. I have a close friend of mine that's a Jets ball boy.
Nobody's asking for his resignation. It's the Giants ball boy we want out.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DPHRO Rothenberg with you, the 6 o'clock hour. The postmortem of what was another just brutal performance by the New York football Giants. Quarterback was not good. Offensive line was a mess. The defense, it was embarrassing. The running game, non-existent. Saquon Barkley was brutal. Kenny Golladay, you name him. Did anybody in your mind outdo what you thought they could last night for the Giants? Was there anybody you thought was good last night?
I'm impressed by Kadarius Toney.
Okay.
He impresses me because the kid is explosive, man. He's hard to tackle. I'm excited for Kadarius Toney. But outside of that.
Oh, you know, it was awful. I mean, just awful. What is so funny?
That face was amazing.
Because it pains me to think about how bad. Let's see how well you know me. This guy last night was just vomitous.
Where do I start? Well, I mean, Will Hernandez was awful.
Okay. I mean, that would be right, but that's not who I'm going with. Why don't the three of you take a shot? Who do you think I'm looking at saying is we won't play the prices right because RJ will yell at me. But who do you think was just awful in my mind from the game last night? Each get a guess.
All right, there's a lot of options here. RJ, why don't you go first, RJ?
Oh, RJ's probably.
There's a list here. Nice little list.
I'm trying to pull up the box score here. I think this is going to be a little bit off the beaten path. I'm going to go on defense.
Wow.
How about Leonard Williams?
Not good. Also not the answer. Okay. Raymond?
I feel like how we reacted to you saying defense, I feel like it could be on the defensive side of the ball now.
It is possible. Could be. Raymond?
I know who it is.
I'm so confused. I feel like I can go any direction on this and have an equal chance. It's not.
You're
it's
a bad guy, by the way, and I love every second of it. You're a bad guy. I saw what you retweeted, and I couldn't in this moment have more respect for you than I do right now.
You're talking about the headline one?
Oh, yeah.
What did he do?
He retweeted that your left tackle has more receiving touchdowns than
I saw that. He's a schnook. That's what he is. He's a schnook.
What are you allowed to say that? Is that should I dump that?
I don't know.
It's a fish.
Where are you going? You're delaying. Where are you going with your guess?
I guess I'll go James Bradbury.
You win.
Oh,
you win. You know what? It's your own fault, Rick. It's your own fault. You allowed these guys to go to first.
Nice.
You thought they'd eliminate some. He got it. Good job by you, Santiago. As schnooky as you are, good job by you. He was awful last night. And the one play that drove me bonkers. Anybody? That like 4-yard pass where it would have been set up on a 3rd and 5, and he goes up to Mike Evans and whiffs on him.
Whiffs on the tackle,
and down the
yep.
sidelines for another 15, 18, 20 yards from Mike Evans.
Yeah, then he got him. Mean, he also got blocked, too, on that on the Godwin touchdown, too. He got blocked by Brayton, and then Julian Love took an awful angle.
Oh, goodness, that was bad. Well, not having Logan Ryan did them no favors, but I don't think it was the
Love
the
had
ultimate.
No Julian Love had no chance against Gronk. None.
No,
zero.
None. Absolutely none. Thank God Antonio Brown didn't play. Could have gotten really out of hand last night.
I mean, they have so many weapons, man. I mean, they really do.
They really do. Let's get to the calls. 1-800-919-3776. Is that where you were going to go, by the way?
Yes. The second you reacted, the way you reacted to when RJ said defense, is like, it's definitely defensive side of the ball. And I knew the second you said that, it was Bradbury.
See, what you did is you wanted them to go first to kind of clear out some of the guys and give you time to think. But then they stole your guy. So it worked, but it didn't work. And you had it, but that was a shame. Time for some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. All right, let's go to the calls. Charlie Ronkonkoma. Charlie, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, man? My question for you guys was, the Giants have 11 picks coming up in the draft. I think that can be huge. When do we get rid of Gettleman and let the new team in so they can start, you know, building themselves up and getting prepared for these 11 picks in the next draft?
So here's what I have heard. Gettleman's going to be gone. I don't think anyone would deny that. I have heard they've already started putting feelers out for the new GM.
I don't think they move away from Dave Gettleman until after the season. They're not going to fire him midseason.
No, and then I don't think they're going to fire him. I think it's going to be Davis decided that he wants to pursue other things in his life. I don't know why, but I think that they like Dave Gettleman, the man.
Well, it's classy. I mean, the Giants, they fancy themselves as a classy organization.
Right. So they're going to do what they deem is the right thing, and at the end of the season, they will move on from Gettleman, or he will remove himself from that position because he wants to spend time with family or whatever the case may be. But my understanding is they already have reached out to some guys about potentially taking this job, and it's not within the organization. Derek in Brooklyn. Good morning, Derek. You're next up on 98.7
ESPN. Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
We're great.
Answer me last Monday, Dave, when the Jets were just so terrible. So I had to call this morning to, you know, just to console you a little bit. But, Dave, it's time that you start calling the Maras and the Tits out, Dave, because if you don't, listen, we have a history of New York teams letting bad GMs draft and then firing them. We need to start letting the Maras know exactly. Like, get them in the draft.
Listen, I agree with you 100% that the Maras.
Need to wait.
And it's more Maras, Derek. It's more Maras than Tish. Tish is kind of like the silent partner there, and Maras really more the decision maker. But there is no way that they're going to let Gettleman run point on this draft and then move him out. There is no chance that happens.
No, he's gone. He's gone. He has to be gone. And I would say this, too, is that Steve Tisch needs to speak up as they go through the search for the new GM. Because I don't want to hear, well, you know what? I mean, we wanted to hire someone that knows how we do business. Oh. I don't want to hear that.
No.
It hasn't worked.
There's no more excuses for the Giants now. I mean, this thing has to turn around. It's been half a decade of ineptitude where you haven't had a season better than 6-10. It's time now to bring in a legitimate guy, not someone that you know, not someone that's come through the Giants system, not Kevin Abrams, not having a Mara brother run the draft anymore. Those days should be done. What we have tried to make work does not work. We need to do it in a different way. And that needs to start now.
It has to start now. It does. And you guys are in a tough spot, though. You really are, because the fan base is fed up, which is, I mean, it's understandable. You're fed up. So you can say that you're going to be patient and everything else. But, I mean, with the salary cap situation, the money that's already spent, I mean, you're in a weird spot. Whoever takes this job is going to be, especially that first year, trying to figure this thing out.
There's a lot of work to be done because you don't know if the new guy likes the quarterback. You got to make a decision on Barkley. You have to shore up the offensive line, which has been something that I was told was going to be done years ago. The defense, listen, they have some players on defense, but they don't really have a guy that gets to the quarterback all that effectively. You're desperate for edge rushers. So, they're not close. Now, they have a lot of draft capital, so maybe that makes it attractive, but you're in financial catastrophe zone, and you're not sure about the quarterback. So, this is, I don't know, you think this is a very attractive job, or no?
Well, I think it is because it's the Giants.
Okay.
But, I mean, when you explain it the way you just explained it, I mean, outside of having the draft picks, no, I don't, because I think, I mean, the expectation from the fan base, as much as they want to say they're going to be patient, is they want to win. And I don't know how possible that is, because I don't know if Daniel Jones is the guy. And I keep saying this, and I know people are like, oh, why would Russell Wilson want to come to the Giants? Well, it's New York. It's the Giants. But, I mean, that's the only real way to turn this thing around in a hurry. Otherwise, so you know what you're signing up for. New GM comes in. Maybe he gives Joe Judge a year. If things don't change, Now we're talking, you know, new coach, probably a new quarterback. You're starting from the ground up. So that's another couple years of bad football, probably.
So let's look at this for argument's sake. All right, and this is straight talk wireless, no contract and no compromise. Let's just for argument's sake, you bring in a new GM, you keep Judge, you keep Jones. 1 year, you try to build around Jones, Judge keeps the reins, doesn't work. It's another bad year. Judge is out, Jones is out, new coach, now you have to draft the quarterback. You just mentioned it. If that is the scenario that you're looking at, how many years away could this team be from potentially competing for a playoff spot?
Well, we're talking about right now, we're in the midst of, this is back since the start of 2017. We're 2021.
This is year five. Okay, so in my scenario, next year's a lost year because you're going to try it again with the coach and the quarterback and it doesn't work. That's year six.
Then
you're going to bring in a new quarterback, presumably a young quarterback. That's year seven. And then his second year is year eight. So at the earliest, you'd be looking at three more years if that's the route you have to go?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the reality of the situation. And here's the other thing. The last thing you want to do, too, is, and I know I always go back to the Jets, and you seem to be morphing yourself into the Jets, but what Carolina did with Sam Darnold, too, like picking up that fifth-year option and now being on the hook for almost $19 million.
But why would they have done that?
Because they traded for him.
I don't know, man.
So they traded for him, picked up the option to show confidence that Sam was going to be our guy. And now that clearly doesn't feel like it's the case moving forward.
No, there's no way he's the quarterback of the future. No, and listen, Rodgers is going to be available, it sounds like. Russell Wilson's going to be available. We know Deshaun Watson is available and everyone that comes to the draft. So you're going to see a lot of change at the quarterback position.
Yeah, but again, I mean, in your particular situation, it's definitely not for any of those three quarterbacks. It's not going to be the most it won't be the most desirable landing spot unless someone like Russell Wilson really wants to be in this kind of market.
Well, maybe his wife wants that.
Well,
right?
But that's it though. Possible. If that's really why to leave Seattle is because he wants to be in a market like New York, then the Giants have a chance. But other than that, I mean, hell, if I'm one of those guys, Cleveland is bad. Listen, I would love living in Cleveland, but I mean, talent wise, that would be you're trying to win immediately.
The offensive line in Cleveland,
line with that defense, and then I mean Pittsburgh. Look at that defense.
Yep, and they have weapons there.
They got good wide receivers.
Right,
they got a good running back.
You got the tight end that you now love. You got Deontay Johnson. You get Smith-Schuster back next year. They have Najee Harris. They have real weapons.
Freiermuth's a good tight end too. Now,
very good.
So, I mean, you're not the most attractive landing spot, but, I mean, just with all the money that you've spent and everything else, I mean, this is, like, what is next year going to look like?
I don't know.
How much different is next year going to be?
Yeah, I think you're in no man's land. You know what you have to hope? This is what you're going to have to hope, that the new GM is just excellent. If the new GM is excellent.
Yeah, but even if he's excellent, I mean, what's he doing with his money? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, if he's excellent, he decides that he's going to move on from Daniel Jones, and maybe he loves one of the quarterbacks in the draft, and he takes him, and all of a sudden that kid's really good. You don't know.
So the kid that you're going to draft in his first year will be so good that he'll.
No, I don't think he'd be a playoff line. But I don't think he'd be a playoff team. But I think if you saw signs of this kid's going to be good by the end of year one, then year two, it's realistic to think you could be a team that fights for a playoff spot.
Yeah, but it just doesn't feel like one of those drafts.
It doesn't. But my point is, if you get a GM that's really good and gets it and looks and says, Matt Corral, he's my guy, I'll take him fifth and we'll build around him, maybe. Maybe not. But the worst case scenario, another year with Jones. Then you realize it doesn't work. Then you have to start from scratch with a new quarterback. That, to me, is just the worst of the worst of the worst.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I'm minding my own business, perusing Twitter yesterday, watching the K Show, and all of a sudden I see this tweet from John Heyman. And I got so upset, Rick. Aaron Loop, 2 years, $17 million with the Angels. I'm beside myself because he was, in my mind, your best bullpen guy by a mile this year. I figured you'd re-sign him because it was only about a good contract with him, and now he's gone. So very upset by that news yesterday.
Yeah, it made no sense to me. It really didn't. I mean, you bring in Billy Epler, and what was the one knock with Billy Epler? Was pitching, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you lose Syndergaard, which I guess, I mean, from what we've been told, they were hesitant to even offer him the qualifying offer, so they lose him. He ends up with the Angels. And now, I mean, he was your best bullpen arm last year, and it's not even debatable.
Oh, he was sensational.
It's not even debatable. Like, he was lights out.
But wouldn't that be a priority? And if you had to go 2 years, $20 million, all right, so what? He was lights out of that bullpen.
And he proved to everybody that he can handle being in New York. It's a proven commodity. I thought money wasn't going to be an issue. Well, I don't understand what's happening right now.
Well, that's confusing. I'm just, you know, I don't know what the answer is. Maybe they didn't prioritize him.
But how could you not prioritize the best?
I don't know. Well, why would
your
you not want a guy that was I mean, he was phenomenal last year. Why would you not bring him back this season? When we're talking about how much money. Syndergaard, I would have liked to bring him back. I can live with that, right? I think he's never healthy, hasn't pitched in years. You know, he hasn't given you anything in forever.
It's a one-year deal, though. But don't make that argument. It's a one-year deal. So, you know, you're not going to bring Syndergaard back for a couple extra million dollars on a one-year deal career is hanging in the balance. So you're probably going to get the best he has to offer. But you're going to bring back – you're going to get you won't go the extra whatever it is for Aaron Loop. You let him walk out the door.
That gets me angrier.
But now you're bringing back Steven Matz on a long-term deal, I would imagine, or a longer-term deal than a one-year deal.
I guess they're interested.
Why?
They're very interested in Matz.
For what reason?
I don't know.
By the end of it, did you feel like Steven Matz could handle being in New York?
No.
No, I didn't either.
I don't think Steven Matz is – like, Steven Matz is fine. That's what – the upside of Steven Matz, the upside. Like, if things go really well for Steven Matz, he's your third or fourth starter.
Two-year deal, $17 million. The guy pitched to an ERA under one in 65 appearances.
And they used him all
65,
year long.
Dave, 65. 65 appearances.
I mean, that's a ton of appearances. You couldn't have gone 2 for 20? No?
And he loved being in New York. And we decide that we're not going to prioritize that. Great.
I don't know, man. So do you agree with me that that bothers me more than the Syndergaard?
Yeah, I mean, listen, they both bother me, but that one would bother me more. Bothers me more. I mean, just because you saw it last year. You had Syndergaard's pitch, what, two innings?
Two innings in 2 years.
So, which again, I get people would be hesitant because of that. But, I mean, the same thing was said about Jameson Taillon, wasn't it? And he was pretty good for the Yankees.
Yeah, he was good.
It's a one-year deal, though. That's my problem. It's a one-year deal, and I was told money is not an issue.
I guess you can't go
the extra couple million bucks?
Before I absolutely freak out, I'm very unhappy with this. With the Loop one got me really in a bad mindset heading into the Giants game. But I'll reserve judgment until they finish putting this team together. But right off the bat, I'm very unhappy with this one. Very unhappy.
You got a new GM, and you're going to have a new manager. This would be the time to go above and beyond. To make yourself look smart, at the very least, make yourself look smart. Like, if I'm the owner of the team, if I'm Steve Cohen, and I have all this money, and I just hired a new GM after the debacle that has been the search and the previous hires,
correct,
and now a new manager, this would be the offseason where I spend whatever the hell it takes.
And they've said that. Like recently, you've seen all the postings and articles that the Mets are going to give Epler a blank check. Do whatever you need to do. This wasn't part of what you need to do.
Well,
you had an elite arm in the bullpen, and you let it get away. And he was yours.
But especially though, I mean, what have the conversations been when we had Buster, where we mended that fence, and now you guys are going on a lunch date and everything else? Buster only, like the whole, well, it's New York, right? It's the market. People are afraid of the market. No, no, no. He insinuated that people are hesitant to work for Steve Cohen. Right? So, I mean, if you're Steve Cohen, want to prove to people, hey, listen, no, I'm a good owner. And how do you prove to people that you're a good owner? That your baseball team wins. I don't understand what they're doing right now.
It really makes very little of any sense. By the way, how appropriate would it be if Buster and I, for our lunch, went to Dave and Buster's?
Nah, you can't take Buster to Dave and Buster's.
But don't you see? Dave,
no, see,
me,
yeah.
Buster, him, Dave and Buster's.
First of all, it's lazy.
Yeah, it's not lazy.
We all get it. I think we all get it.
Well, I don't know that you got it. You're sleepless. Your hockey team lost last night. You're feeling away. You and Santiago are teaming up against me. I wanted to explain it. I think it's genius. And I think that people from our station should reach out to kind of set this up.
Yeah, because that'll happen.
Dave and Buster's, get it?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Good one.
Thank you.
Don't hold your breath on that that phone call being made.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You think you'll have more than 7,000 calories on Thursday?
Easily.
Really?
Easily. Like clinic. Like I always like any week though. Like I usually like Monday through Saturday, very clean, very healthy. Mm-hmm. Then Sunday it's game on.
Let yourself go, sure.
Yeah, it's until I want to vomit.
So you're like my dogs.
Nah, yeah, kinda.
Right? You'll eat until you get yourself sick.
That's pretty much what happens, yeah.
Barkley, I'm not exaggerating, could battle Joey Chestnut. Like I'm convinced he could beat Joey Chestnut.
It doesn't surprise me.
He is. Oh,
aren't pugs like that? Isn't that something with pugs?
I don't
like
know.
They would just eat themselves to death.
This dog would eat. If you put 50 pounds of food in front of him, he would eat it. He would die, but he would eat it.
Well, and you wonder why this thing pukes all over the place. And
but no, I don't wonder.
Maybe we should figure it out here with this dog.
I don't know that's going to happen. DiPietro Rothenberg presented by Progressive Insurance. So by the way. You ever look at me and think to yourself, boy, this is a genius we're working with here. This is a guy that pays such attention and knows the nuances of each person on the show. I don't think you even know what just happened. So RJ says to me at the break, he says, do you know who my favorite college football player is? You know, I'm going to let you play the same game, Rick. He says, do you know who my favorite college football player is? And I said, And he says, non-quarterback. And I said, Alabama? He says, no. I take a guess, get it right. How about that?
That's impressive.
How about, and RJ, is it fair to say you were wowed by what I just did?
I was very impressed. I said, there's a player out there that I love watching. I think he's going to be a star. And I'm not the first in on him. He's a name people know. He goes to a major school. And I think he's just a stud.
And that's all he said.
Yep.
And I responded with, and then you said, not a quarterback.
Not a quarterback. You asked Alabama. I said, no. And you said, Chris Olave.
Yep.
I said, you got it.
How good is that? How good
that's
is that?
That's impressive. That Ohio State running back's going to be good, too. He can fly.
Well, he's not coming out this year, though.
No,
right?
I know, but he can fly.
Yeah. Giants will take him with the third overall draft pick in next year's draft, the 2023 draft, when they're still picking top five. You know the thing with Santiago is, I believe every time he plays that Gettleman laughing drop, he is so happy. This gives him such enjoyment.
We are the Giants.
And that one too.
Yeah, he pulls out the tissues. When he plays those, things are happening.
I've tried in the past.
He loves it.
It's the pleats in the pants.
Oh, God.
That's what it is. The pleats.
I can't stand Dave Gettleman.
All right, he's not coming back. Relax.
You know what? Really, I've had enough of you telling me to relax.
He's not coming back. Don't worry about it.
You know, I'm going to start doing this to you when you lose to Houston this week. You know what? Relax. Rex likes.
We have Joe Flacco.
It's all good. Relax.
All right. We have Joe Flacco. Any exotic defense with blitzes. He can handle it.
He's seen
Stop.
It before.
He's
but
seen it. You want
to
borrow him
to relax?
We can. I'll lend him
like
to you.
That.
You can have Joe Flacco for this Eagles game. Take him.
No, we're good. We're not going to.
You sure you don't want Corey Davis?
Flacco. No.
You sure you don't want Corey Davis? Since you got Kenny Golladay, Kenny Golladay, enjoy the big contract to Kenny Golladay.
Corey you know Davis. What? Corey
How
Davis.
Dare you?
How dare you take my award-winning song and try to make it your own with Kenny Golladay? Doesn't even fit.
No, it fits.
It didn't fit. It sounded
Kenny Golladay
disjointed
last night.
He was awful.
It doesn't have the same ring as Corey Davis.
No, it's not the same song.
You get the point.
I got the point, but it's not the same song. And that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. See, you just can't do it, right? You just can't give me a day where you're good to me. Just one day.
You started
where
you, it.
Where you're how did I started nothing.
No, you started. You lashed out.
At who?
At me. I said, relax. Gettleman is gone.
Stop with the relax. Stop telling me to relax.
you got to relax.
Stop. You know what? I swear to God, I'm going to go right through this computer and smack you in the nose. Stop telling me to relax.
Hey, do you have your cell phone next to you? Call Renan right now. Wake him up.
I texted him.
No, call him.
I texted him. What do you mean?
RJ, call Renan.
You want me to leave a voicemail?
I want Renan live on the air. Yeah,
you
live on the air.
You want me to leave a voicemail in case he doesn't answer?
Yes, call right now.
I said 5:40 today, texting him. Want to come on? No response. He's probably sleeping.
I don't care. RJ, call
you want
him.
Me to call him?
Wait, yeah, I want to hear it right now. Call him. Hey, Buster, how you doing? It's Rick DiPietro calling. It's so bad.
RJ,
bad.
You think I placed the call?
Yeah, I think he would answer.
Do it.
All right, hang on. Yeah, now I'm calling.
Well, he's in Tampa.
You hear that?
I can hear it.
Okay. You think there's a flight upcoming?
He's got to be up, right?
I have to tell him he's on the air if he answers and he's on the air, right?
That's right, for legal purposes.
Legal purposes, yeah. We don't want you arrested.
Or do we?
Make sure if his answering machine mentions his phone number, you hold it away from the mic.
Jordan Renan, Dave Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, you're on the air. How are you? Yes.
What's going on?
Can you guys hear him?
Oh, we can hear him.
Do we want to conduct the interview like this, or do we want to call you from the ESPN phone number?
I jumped out of my bed. I'm like, oh my god, somebody.
Yes, you woke him up. We woke you up.
Did somebody get fired?
Did somebody get fired? So is that where we are, Jordan? Are we at the point where we think at any moment you could get a call because somebody has gotten fired?
I mean, I always have to be on edge like that. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Joe Judge made comments that were eye-opening after the game when he's sitting there saying, you know, it's on the coaching staff, man. That's a significant thing.
It sure is. So would you be shocked if today, tomorrow, at some point this week, Jason Garrett, because you have to think that was a shot at Jason Garrett, right?
I mean, he certainly didn't downplay it at all. He had an opportunity to bypass that and answer that question specifically, and you know he didn't want to do it. So I would be shocked. I mean, on a Thanksgiving week, on a short week, it's hard for me to see that's the way they're going. But I mean, I wouldn't rule it out completely.
Wow, how about that? All right,
that would be cold blooded.
Can you could hear Renan or you can't?
No, I can hear. This is the best Renan sounded.
Yeah,
he's crystal clear.
Do you have a question that you'd like me to ask Renan? Because I have him here on the phone. This is the way it's supposed to go down, by the way, Rick.
No, I think let's call Renan back so we can actually get, because this is some interesting stuff we got going on here.
Jordan, would you like to join us? We're going to do a segment called CMT in just a moment, which we don't want you for, but would you like to join us in the 7 o'clock hour?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have my people reach out to your people, okay?
You reach out to my people and have them talk to your people.
Yep.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. Sorry to wake you up. Rick made me do it. Okay, bye-bye. There you have it.
I love this new game. I love this.
Yeah, but I'm 1-0 when you're
Yeah, it's more than 0-1.
See, look
not
at
only
that.
Did he not answer, the voicemail makes it even worse.
Oh, you know, you were so I'm 1-0. I have a one game lead over you in the battle.
I actually like this game a lot.
I like this game, too. We can make this our game. So who's up next for you? It's your turn now. I just held serve. It's your turn.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, have you learned from your ways?
No, probably not. But if I get voicemail, I'm hanging up.
Here's what I want you to do. If the voicemail picks up, I want you to take your phone and just throw it as far as you can, like down the stairs, into another room, close the door, don't go anywhere near that thing. Like a grenade in war. You don't want to be touching that thing if the voicemail picks up.
No, I think the game would be better if you do get the voicemail, you have to leave a voicemail message.
But then that has to be dialed in. We'll have to come up with the rules for the game, but I love the game. And I love the way I just was able to dominate in the game. Sees my number, pops up. Hello?
You woke him up. That's
did
even
somebody,
better.
Did somebody? Well, of course I woke him up. It's 6:45.
Well, but nice. I mean, when's he leaving Tampa?
Well, after now.
Now, he's probably at Mons all night. Poor guy probably slept for night. You know what? Although we shouldn't feel bad. We don't sleep at all. This is his job.
Did somebody get fired? I love it.
Yeah. You know what? That's where his mind is at. Let's go to Cullum in the Bronx, and then we'll go to a little CMT. Cullum, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Dave and Rick, what's up?
Cullum, I mean, I'm in a way. You know how unhappy I am.
I know. What's understood don't got to be explained, but I'll just go on my rant really quick. I mean, personally, you got to fire everybody. I was really upset when freaking Rick today tried to give Jason Garrett a soft landing. Listen, there are so many people across the NFL with far less talent that do far more on offense. If you gave Matt LaFleur and Joe Flacco 15 days to prepare, they would score more than 10 points, and there's no doubt in my mind about that. Fire everybody. Trade Daniel Jones for a third-round pick. Trade Saquon Barkley for a sixth-round pick. Start over. I'm done. I want them to lose every game and get a better draft pick, and I hate saying that because I'm never that human being, but I've gotten to that point where everybody just move out, get the best draft pick, try again next year, and like I just can't take it anymore. I'm not even going to watch Giants games anymore. I have NFL Red Zone. I'm just going to watch NFL Red Zone. And if sometimes the Giants put up, I'm going to put up on there. They're just going to get scored. They're going to get scored on, and I'm going to roll my eyes.
If they happen to find their way, thanks to the call, Cullum. Your line is terrible, so I'm going to let you go. But if they happen to find their way into the red zone, then Cullum will know about it. Otherwise, he doesn't want to be involved. See, I can't do that. I will be involved every step of the way, but I feel just like him. I'm furious. Furious with what.
Well, you can almost guarantee you're going to watch him kick a field goal in the red zone.
Listen, Gano is a very nice kicker.
Very nice.
And you get to see him all the time. When they had first and goal at the 5, what did you think the odds were that they were going to score? Like 50-50?
Well, I mean, what is it? It's 44% right now?
But the 5.
But the 5?
Right.
I like their chances. I like their chances.
Well, the first play didn't work.
No, it didn't, but that was all set up for the second play.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you told me.
Big Andrew Thomas. Yeah, what a play.
Currently has more receiving touchdowns than Kenny Golladay and Kadarius Toney. Kenny Golladay.
You're disgusting. how you live with yourself, you're repulsive. Because I know that Santiago is pushing you towards this, and now you're doing it. Your song is not good. Your song is not creative. It's a ripoff of my song. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Corey Davis.
That's a song. How your Islanders doing?
We're struggling.
Yeah, they look real good.
No, stop it, please.
Real good.
You're not even a hockey fan. I don't want to hear it.
Please.
We got COVID issues. Nelson's hurt now.
Oh, here come the excuses.
We're in one.
Here come the excuses.
I did drive by the UBS yesterday.
Oh, great.
Or as Jake McDonald says, the USB. did you hear that?
What, the Jigs called it the USB?
Like multiple times.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I did not hear that, but that's not all
that
surprising.
It's gorgeous, though, man. I mean, that place is beautiful.
You don't deflect. Your team stinks.
I'm deflecting.
Absolutely stinks. Guest on this fine show, appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Sounds like Jordan Renan will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Do you have a read to do before we get into CMT?
No.
Is this my read?
What? I mean, could you do your job, please?
You know, do me a favor. Shut up. I did DraftKings read. I thought it was you, but I'll do
Will
it.
Will Hernandez of Sports Talk Radio right now.
You know, I'm going to leave you on an island like they do Danny Dimes. You know what? Fine. Why don't you run point on the show? Go ahead. I thought this was your read.
Why would it be my read?
Because I didn't think I did DraftKings reads. But you know what? I will do the read. Stand by. DiPietro and Rothenberg brought to you by Nissan. Nissan's an easier choice than ever with their exciting and fuel-efficient lineup. Now get great offers across their full line. Shop at your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com and by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code GREEN, that's G-R-E-E-N, for a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook. By the way, a major national show has reached out to my people, and I will be on at 11 o'clock this morning.
If you can't spell green, should you be making bets?
Maybe those are the people that are really making the bets.
Like if we if we have to worry that you can't spell green, should you be allowed? Should you be allowed to bet?
Probably not. But my thought is maybe someone didn't hear the exact word I said, so let me spell it out for them. By the way, if we were to have a spelling contest on the show, who do you think would win?
You.
All right. I'm going to be on with Greeny, by the way, at 11 o'clock this morning. I'm glad you're so hysterical. Why do you sing for us there, Bubbles? All right. Let's go. You haven't slept, and this is what's happening. Let's go. It's time
Kenny
for
CMC. Kenny Galladay.
CMC.
To cuddle.
I would be a menace as a teenage girl.
To marry.
I don't want to give up the meat.
Or to trash.
I think I'm emotionally broken.
That is the question.
Still going.
What's wrong with him? He might have tapped out for the rest of the segment.
Maybe. Dave, I take you back to moments ago when you said this.
You know what? I swear to God, I'm going to go right through this computer and smack you in the nose.
And it brought me back to a former time in my life when I heard something like this.
Punch him right in the face.
I go like this.
That's the path.
I go like this.
That's the path you're on right now.
You know what? I love Don. If I'm going to be on the Don LaGreca school, then good for me.
He actually, at that point, held a mouse up for all to see and punched it.
I go like this.
Yeah, the equipment used to take a real beating with Don around, so nothing is broken in a long time, which is great. Alrighty. Cutter Money Trash brought to you by Jack Pocket. So, you guys remember last week we talked about Carlos Correa's comments about Derek Jeter and the Gold Glove situation, all that fun stuff. So someone, as they tend to do, they tracked Derek Jeter down and asked him about it, and here's what he said.
A couple of weeks ago, Carlos Correa of the Astros had mentioned that you weren't deserving of your Gold Gloves.
Yeah.
I was wondering what you thought about that. And you know,
I didn't think much about it. I don't know how my name came up, so my Spanish is not that good. I still haven't seen it. I don't know how my name was brought up, but it doesn't even warrant a response. I mean, I can go in a lot of different directions, but I won't.
Ooh. The captain has not co-signed Correa. So I do ask you this. It leads me to Cuddleberry Trash the following in terms of who you believe will be the Yankees opening day shortstop next season.
Oh, I like. Hey, you know what I like? You're very talented because you got the sound from Jeter. That's topic A. And then you move on to another topic, which will be the actual CMT. So very well done by you.
I'm trying to learn. I don't think I was great at this to start. I'm trying to get better. So Carlos Correa, Corey Seager, or the field, which could include Trevor Story.
We understand what the field
means. Right, but I just want to throw some other names out there for other people that may not know who the free agents
are. Right, the field means everybody not named Carlos Correa.
Right,
or
but Trevor Story's a free
Corey
agent.
Seager.
Marcus Simeon.
And Jordan Simmons. We, again, still understand exactly.
You're missing the point, though. You just complimented
me. I think you're missing the point.
It's the same crowd that can't spell green, okay?
Okay. So I will say, I think I'm going to surprise you here. Rick, I'm going to let you tell me. You want me to start with the trash or the marry?
Oh, trash.
All right, I'm going to trash Carlos Correa. I don't think they're going to give him that kind of contract for that length of time. I will cuddle Corey Seager. I think there's a very good chance he stays with the Dodgers. And I think the Yankees are option number two. And it was perplexing to me, but now that I finally understand it, I will marry what you call the field.
I'm the same. I'm going to trash Correa. I'll cuddle Seager, and I will marry the field.
So you understood what he meant by the field?
After he explained it.
Now, did it ever cross your mind? Maybe I was just giving you some time also to come up with an answer rather than the music playing, which it's great music.
You know what? We're professionals. We don't need you to buy us time by explaining what the field means.
No, you think you're a big shot now because you got Buster back in your pocket and you probably have some kind of insider information like you did with Syndergaard that you didn't share with us. You just kind of alluded to it. So
Buster in his jack pocket makes sense
to say anything.
So any tips?
Buster and I might go to Dave and Buster's, by the way.
I get it?
You get it?
Yeah, that's worse than the field.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
All right. So,
he treats me like I'm a child. all right.
So, things are not going well for Baker Mayfield. Here's what happened on Sunday.
Baker, what did you make of some of the booing there in the second half from the fans?
Those are probably the same fans that won't be quiet while we're on offense and trying to operate, so don't really care.
I respect his stance. Anytime anyone comes after him, he just takes a shot right back. It's not a, oh, well, you know, I didn't hear about it, don't care. It's, oh, yeah? I'll show you guys. So, Baker specifically, I kind of view Baker as the guy where I don't really know what to make of him. Like, if you have better than Baker, I feel like you could make a playoff run. If you have worse, you probably have a lot more questions than answers. But I'll ask you this. Do you see Baker Mayfield as the quarterback of the future in Cleveland? The quarterback for right now, or the quarterback that is holding back the Cleveland Browns?
Ooh, that's an interesting question, RJ. Well played.
I do have some sound. I do have some more sound. I'll allow you to think some more time.
Can you explain what the catch is on fire? Can you explain what you mean when you say holding back, RJ?
Please, you're ready. So go. Question.
Oh, no,
answer,
Rick is up. I don't want to take his turn. No. Rick is up.
You're ready.
All right, I'm going to say this. I'm going to marry. So it's the quarterback of the future, quarterback for right now, and the reason that they're being held back, right?
Yep.
Cleveland would be a pretty attractive landing spot for one of these big time quarterbacks. Oh man. All right, I'm gonna marry the quarterback for now. I am going to cuddle the quarterback of the future, and I'm gonna trash holding the back.
Can you explain, RJ, what you mean when you say future?
Like they're going to sign him to a long-term deal.
Thank you. Okay. I'm going to differ from you. I'm going to marry holding back. I think he stinks. He is not a top 15 quarterback in this league, and this was the number one pick in the draft. If they had a big-time quarterback, that would be a great football team. And they're just mediocre, and I think a lot of it is because of him. So I will marry he's holding them back. I will cuddle the now, and I will trash the future. No, thank you.
All right. And finally, Thanksgiving, I know, taken fairly serious on this show.
Very seriously.
Rick has three shopping endeavors he has to depart on. He doesn't.
I love those turkeys.
He doesn't even sleep anymore. I'm actually concerned for him. So cuddle, marry, trash these three Thanksgiving staples. Turkey. Thank you. Stuffing or pie as a whole. All the pies. Of which Rick, I think, is making six.
Can I just make a statement here before I go? Can you explain what you mean when you say turkey, RJ?
It's not funny anymore.
There are no wrong answers. Rick, I want that to be understood. That there's nothing you can choose here that I will be upset with. I didn't marry anything yet. But I will marry, and this is going to be a surprise. I'm going to marry stuffing.
Surprise? Who's surprised by that?
Get out of my face here. I love stuffing.
Let's not forget, though. Dave has caught us off guard before.
All right. I'm not going to play this I'm looking for just the easy way. I'm going to try to get some of the obscure top 10 ones off the bat. I'm going to say Joe Montana. Okay. I see your game. I will marry stuffing.
You know that was good.
It was great. I will cuddle. I didn't do it yet. I will cuddle pie. And I will trash turkey. Not that I don't like turkey. Love those guys. But that's where I'm going to go here. That's my order.
You put me in a terrible spot here because, I mean, I would marry all three of these things. I mean, we're talking, I mean, stuffing is the no-brainer of no-brainers. Stuffing,
when he says
dressing,
stuffing, what do you think RJ means by that?
I don't know. RJ, what do you mean by stuffing?
Yeah.
Maybe we can ask him and then play the Price is Right. I'm going to go 100%. Marrying stuffing, dressing, whatever you call it. It's my favorite thing to eat ever. Last meal is going to include stuffing. I don't want to be the same as Dave, but I think I have to. I'll cuddle the pie. I got five different pies this year, and then I'm going to. I can't even believe I'm saying this. I will politely put the turkey in the trash. Oh.
Wow. And there those turkeys. Now you've angered another animal.
A herd of turkeys.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.